this research study that I teased. So Darren Revelle tweeted this out. This is from a subreddit group. You ever go on Reddit?
No.
And they've got Reddits like these, they're almost like chat rooms, right? Solana, I mean, I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, so like there's a dolphin subreddit.
Right.
And then people will post
and
any
interesting
article.
And it's real intricate. Like some of the subreddits get real intricate.
It's the face of the internet, truly.
So,
like everything
yeah.
on Twitter comes from Reddit.
People don't realize how instrumental Reddit is in everything. Somebody on an NBA subreddit did, here's the headline, I analyzed James Harden's performance in every NBA city to see if there's a correlation between his box score and the city's average strip club rating.
Hmm.
And there's graphs and everything involved here. I'm going to tell you this. And now you can imagine,
wow.
you can, I'm telling you,
that's
this
intricate.
Is a legit intricate study. He writes, everyone knows James Harden has a particular affinity for the Canadian Ballet, a.k.a. strip clubs. I didn't know that they were referred to as Canadian Ballet.
No, well, Canadian strip clubs are wild now, but I've never heard that phrase.
After the Rockets' dismal performance in Miami last week and the city's reputation for high quality... Look at that. I've never heard this phrase before.
You're allowed to say it?
No.
Don't get me in trouble.
Have you ever heard that before?
No. And I am a veteran.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I figured if anybody knew. He says, I became increasingly curious to see just how much James Harden's vice affects his game. So here we are. I spent the better part of the work week on this. Hope you all enjoy. The hypothesis is James Harden's box score declines in cities with high-quality strip clubs. Hmm. The test, analyze James Harden's performance in every NBA city and correlate those with the city's reputation for strip clubs to see if there's a discernible relationship. This is already better than anything I've ever done when I was in college. This is this is more thorough, just the way he's laying it out,
yeah.
than anything I've ever done. First, here's methodology. First, I extracted all of James Harden's game logs for the past four seasons from Pro Basketball Reference, cleaned up the data a bit, and appended it into a single worksheet. Next, I filtered out all the home games and all games Harden was inactive or DNP. For the purpose of this analysis, we did not look at home games. Poor performance was determined by variances in six stats. Points, field goal percentage, three-point percentage, free throw percentage, assists, and turnovers. Subpar equals Harden perform worse than season average. Very subpar, Harden perform 20% more worse or plus than average. And it goes down, city strip club rating was determined by the average Google review rating for the first 10 strip clubs in each city based on the Google search city strip clubs. Example, Detroit strip clubs. And then he writes, yes, this did involve me making 30 plus searches for strip clubs on my work computer. And then he writes, finally, I put the city strip club rating into the pivoted game log data, performed a regression analysis, and visualized it into charts. I can give you the answer in a moment because we have a hard network out at the top here to come back for the simulcast. And I know everybody's waiting with bated breath. Do you think the city's strip club reputation or the city strip clubs in general is going to have an adverse effect on James Harden's performance on the court?
No.
All right. We're going to find out in the next segment. I'd submit to you that the first hour of our program was one of the best first hours of radio that not only have we done, but has been done in this market.
A history of radio.
History of radio. I'm not even kidding you. If you have the radio.com app and it's got that radio.com rewind feature, start. I'm so tempted to play back the 2 o'clock segment later on in today's show. It's as much fun as I've had doing radio.
Let's do it.
And then it ends with, you know, this cliffhanger, which is the James Harden study on a subreddit. Does James Harden's performance in cities that have higher strip club ratings than those with bad strip club ratings, does his performance decline in those cities? This is from a subreddit. This was tweeted out by Darren Revelle. Darren Revelle scheduled to join us today, by the way. But this is from a subreddit. So if you were listening in the last segment, which was our Loco Hour, I gave you all the parameters of what this study was. Guy spent a week studying it. It's a legit research project that he put together and has the parameters of a legit research project. And his hypothesis is that, I'll read you his hypothesis. His hypothesis is James Harden's box score declines in cities with high quality strip clubs. And then he gave you the way that they did the methodology and the steps. And I gave you most of them. And then he gave you how they came up with the city strip club rating. And that was based on Google review ratings of the first 10 strip clubs that pop up in each of the NBA cities that James Harden plays in. Here is his conclusion. I have proven to a statistically significant degree that James Harden's game performance declines in cities with higher rated strip clubs. Correlation coefficient, R, between the average strip club rating and the total number of subpar games equals 0.4575. Given the nature of the subject matter, this would be considered a moderate to strong correlation. The coefficient of determination R2 between the average strip club rating and the total number of subpar games equals 0.21. This means that James Harden's box score is 20% predictable based on the quality of a city's strip clubs. And he writes, other interesting facts, Harden's best performance comes in the city with the worst strip clubs, which, according to Google, his Google research, is Toronto.
Really?
Out of the NBA cities.
I enjoy Toronto.
Harden's worst performance comes in city with the best strip clubs.
Miami. Makes sense.
And, he says, just one other interesting fact, Salt Lake City has the third-ranked strip clubs of all the NBA cities.
Yeah.
That's hard to believe, right?
I don't know. I don't see James Harden going to the spin around the pole strip club.
Right.
Like, he's going to a little more ratchet strip club. So
right.
I would say even Houston. Houston's one of my top five. Atlanta's off the chain with strip clubs. Miami's top two or three in the entire world. Like, I can see where the study's going, but I think it needs a little more context to it.
I love it. It makes sense to me, and it's a great gambling analysis too.
Yeah.
Great gambling analysis.
I wonder how, because Chicago, we're in Chicago. I couldn't find a strip club
anywhere.
Chicago
does not have great strip clubs.
No, the Pink something I went to one night,
yeah,
it was garbage.
That's not what they're known for.
Yeah.
We have a loaded potato for you today. Ira Winderman's going to join us from Phoenix. Think Ira hits the strip clubs while he's traveling with the...
I wouldn't be surprised if Ira's never been in a strip club.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't like to part with the dollars. And that's a main... honestly, that's a main part of going to a strip club.
You don't got to give out money.
You've got to be ready. You've got to be prepared to withstand an onslaught if you're not.
I mean, say no.
But you're going to get an onslaught.
My thing is... No, hold on. 2 seconds. Let me grab something to eat first. Let me grab something to eat first. That's my lie. You can use it now. I'm telling you, this is helpful to all listeners.
Let me grab something to eat first. I got to work on my appetite.
Yes, and the girl comes at you. You want to dance? Oh, 2 seconds. Let me grab something to eat first. It works every time. They walk away.
Let's. So before we get to-